Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show. Max will be joining us in just a second. Danny really liked those flying skulls.
Yeah, that was. I was like, I let's try to get through this without killing something for once, and it actually worked.
Those guys are kind of badass. I guess I don't. I know what those are, and I looked them up to see what they could do. I guess I won't say now because we might encounter them on the way back. So I'll wait. But they're kind of badass, man. They could be a real pain in the butt. And potentially kill us in like two or three moves.
Yeah,
yes, I was looking. They can all cast fireballs and like do all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah,
cast magic missiles and yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at the damage rolls on those just fire blasts. I was like, oh shit.
And that's just the normal attack, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So my question that I was going to ask you at the end of the show, now that I've remembered, What would you make me roll to just fly at the head of that thing and grab the orb out of the body as fast as possible?
It's the equivalent of trying to grab somebody's like
skull,
medulla oblongata out of their head. Okay. I don't know that it would be possible.
Okay. I mean, it's water, so I was thinking maybe it could be passed through.
Yeah.
You're talking about grabbing the orb?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it quite works that way.
Okay. All right. By the way, the fun things to do with the dead body. If we get Azure's corpse, we can talk to it. That's what I was trying to say, but I didn't want to say it on the show.
Right.
So yeah, if we could find a corpse, Bird can have one last conversation with somewhat Azure Vortex, which might be kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
We just got to find the body or remnants of the body.
Yeah, it's probably all nasty now, though.
Well, I mean, a dead body is kind of nasty to begin with, isn't it?
I mean, it's been down here long enough that a lot of the flesh would just have been, like, washed away, right? Like,
yeah.
You might find some bones, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, fast moving current like that.
Might be worth it. How'd you guys feel about the encounter with the ghost?
That sucked. Mechanic. Oh my god!
I hate enemies like that. But
basically,
just like,
have to kill one of your party members just to try to kill the thing before it goes into someone else.
Whatever it does, it's advantage. Like, oh, you've wounded me. Guess what? You actually fucked up your own teammate, and now I'm going into something else. Like, I hate that shit.
Yeah, the stuff that mitigates some of it is that it doesn't get. Possessing a barbarian is great. Possessing a fighter, also great. Like, people who just have a straight-up good attack roll and are carrying good weapons, because it doesn't need any of your special abilities just to make attacks. Possessing a wizard is useless, that kind of thing. Except that they have low hit points, and I guess they could just make them jump off a cliff. But the other thing is that it has to roll every turn to recharge its possession, so it may not be able to just jump from one person to the other. I just rolled well, and then Dan rolled poorly for that second resistance.
Yeah, a lot of people rolling pretty fucking bad today. And then Max rolling pretty fucking well today in all those fights.
You resisted fuck two you guys up.
DC 15 wisdom saves when your wisdom's like -1 or some shit, or -2. It's pretty strong.
It's tricky stuff for sure.
Dan, you took the opening of the episode. Like, I didn't expect to ever come back here. Was that your plan all along?
My plan, I was originally going to talk to Grasping Hands, but I decided against that. But once Adam presented the opportunity to negotiate with the group that was just trying to get Berg, I was like, I'm either going to try to convince that I need to convince them to take out Krukri or something like that. So that was my goal.
Even though Berg doesn't know any of that, like, that it's pretty good. Like, they don't seem like they want to kill Berg. It's just like, all right, like,
they want money and fame. So,
like, they were going on and about, like, their focus is like, we're heroes, you know, we look for adventure, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So, like, they're not as evil, I guess, as we thought.
Yeah. Like another party of players. They're just trying to do their own thing.
Yeah, totally.
That's pretty fucked up. Lighting that blacksmith place on fire. But I guess, you know, that's somebody in the party who's maybe chaotic.
They obviously don't give a fuck about people's feelings. They care about themselves.
We did burn down an entire encampment.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Can't really cast stones.
That is true.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Did you already? Was that your question before about the water elemental, JP? The thing with the orb.
No. No, that was grabbing.
Yeah, I was grabbing the orb. Yeah.
That was your question. Yeah.
Yeah.
My question was before that with the, you know, with the ghost. What if I did? Like, what if we didn't fuck with that ghost at all? Like, because I could have easily just I'm pretty sure I did unleash the ghost upon everything else.
Yeah, you could have just left it alone.
Yeah, but
the ghost yes, exactly. It's not in your best interest to leave it alone. But the ghost is, yeah, the angry spirit that was trapped in the mummy to like protect the area. There's some other stuff going on there. Somebody set up all that ritual stuff to contain or whatever. But yeah, I don't want to tell you what the details of those are. It'd be more fun if you find it out in the game.
Yeah. And also, I mean, as a player too, and as Berg, RPing as Berg, like, this thing's screaming. It seems like combat's imminent. Maybe try to kill it before it, you know, does anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Berg would just try to smash a mummy.
Totally.
Yep.
Kill it again. Make it more dead.
Yeah.
That's what you do in D&D. You have those abilities and you use them to make dead things stay or become more dead.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask about the dagger, but maybe we shouldn't know about that. Maybe that goes back to him kind of keeping secrets through
it. I mean, I have the dagger on me now.
Oh, you grabbed it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
That's why I've been making those wisdom saves, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that. He's doing wisdom saves, and he hasn't been saying why.
Yeah.
I totally missed you grabbing the dagger. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. Probably means bad things.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, generally making saving throws doesn't mean good things are going to happen to you. It's not like make a saving throw against winning the lottery.
Yeah.
I kind of, the other thing too is I want to see what's in that room to the right when we entered into the
cave.
Yeah, the cave.
Yeah,
have we ever gone that way?
We've never gone in there.
No. Yeah, it's been. Huh.
Yeah, it's like caved in and stuff.
It'd be more rock gnomes.
Well, no, that's where we like think the creature that makes those illusions or made those illusions is.
Oh yeah, yeah. We avoided that because it was freaky as fuck.
Yeah,
we'd have to convince those skulls to let us in there, which would be,
or help it's us. Those... We could tell them we want to clear it out or something.
It's a floating typhon, man. So
yeah. We also got to think of a good magic trick to unleash on our way back.
The only reason that happened, which is awesome, by the way, the fact that we were able to talk our way out of something that doesn't happen very often. But that was a good role for the.
That was That was very much a choice to just be like, I don't know. Yeah, let's just roll with this. Let's roll with Dan's weird plan. I'm into it because I could have just been like, no, they're angry skulls and they laser you. Ah ha ha. It's D&D. Yeah. But it's way funnier to just be like, I don't know. They're just like bickering floaty gnome skulls and they hate you. Skulls.
Their characters, the way you portrayed them, reminded me of Planescape Torment, the skull in that one.
Yeah, Mord. I was going a little for the multi-headed giant from Holy Grail. Little Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
It makes it fun when there are moments like that where it's comedy getting us through something instead of just
straight
attack rolls.
Interspersing that stuff in an otherwise like tense situation can be helpful in like setting pacing.
It was good, regardless, though. Berg, anything? Or Berg. Max, anything you want to bring up?
Yeah. No, I think it was a good, nice, healthy mixture of combat and also some decent RP stuff. Hitting some emotional points, you know, and resolving. I don't know if there's underlying stuff on Nazdril's end. But resolving kind of, at least for now. The last conflict that happened at the cliffhanger of the last episode. So it was a nice disbursement of action and RP. It was nice.
Yeah. Berg's turned from a character you didn't care about at first to like this really fleshed out,
we said
interesting
it
character.
Yeah. Like, that's Max how it goes. Called it, man. Roll badly.
Yeah, Max called it without a doubt. He called it.
He's really hard to kill.
Yeah,
he is. The orc racial definitely comes into play, but you've also just rolled really well in certain combat situations.
Yeah, definitely. There's been a more than once having where Berg's just the last guy left, and he's just like, ah.
Yeah, I mean, one of those was this fucking cave, right? Like you and. Yeah.
There's been several times we should have TPK, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess after we get the water, are we just leaving? Are we gonna go investigate the rest of the caves?
We don't really have a reason to.
Yeah, we could like see any room we missed. I think we probably missed some rooms, but
we can go see.
I don't want to go past those skulls again.
Well, did the gnomes that were with Persnegatron that we found down here, did they go back with him?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Yeah, they did. They you know.
They took a bunch of treasure and went to settle a village somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
So technically, nothing else should be down here then.
Other than maybe that floaty monster.
Well, thingy, and the fucking fire spirit too. He might be down
here somewhere. Yeah, my thing is at the end of this, I don't see us being in good shape. We're not in good shape anyways. So I don't know why we would just stick around and be like, hey, let's fight more things. We're not doing
too bad. We took a long rest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but we got to fight a water elemental. It's going to kick our ass.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
It might not do good things to us, find the water elemental, but I guess we'll have to see what happens. I'd like to go see the fire elemental guy, see what's going on down there, but I'm sure that's just gotten about...
We never even looked for him, yeah.
Yeah.
We took a long rest. I thought we took a short rest.
Then a long in the town.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Did we never found the creature guarding the lair or whatever, right, Adam? We only fought the rock gnome king, so that's probably still down here.
Yeah, we never fought the priest
There's some other shit going on that you left alone.
Maybe go.
It is kind of cool going back to a dungeon we've already been to see how it's changed.
How it's changed. Yeah.
That was cool to see that stuff. So
I was expecting more resistance. Like as we walked through for some reason, I figured more things would be there just because it is a dungeon. But I mean, it does kind of make sense that
those skulls could have fucked us up. But.
Oh yeah, they really could have fucked us up for sure. But yeah, we got to fight a water elemental on Tuesday. Or I guess Monday. Is everyone good for Monday? I think we're all good. I don't know if Dan's
should be. Yeah. It should be.
Monday should be fine.
Okay, cool. We'll go Monday then at normal time, 4:00 Eastern. So that'll work out.
Okay.
And we'll see everyone else watching this. Hopefully then. I think that's gonna do it here for this this post show episode. We'll see you next week for more Court of Swords, where hopefully we don't die and put more fucking PC characters' deaths in the shitty fucking cave and the rock gnome. Lair King Cave.
A lot of characters died in
PC tomb.
It's a lot. Very much PC graveyard.
Yeah, it's been a lot. All right, thanks everyone for watching. See you next time.